history through the eyes of those who lived it. This is Hometown Heroes, brought to you by Paul Everett's RV Country, proudly honoring the men and women whose service and sacrifice have secured our freedom. Now, the host of Hometown Heroes, Paul Leffler.
Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes, the program that reminds you, no matter where you live in this great country of ours, no matter how big or how small your hometown might be, there are indeed heroes around you. There are men and women who, if you take the time to listen to their stories, you're going to be amazed at the things they've done for the sake of our freedom. Each week, we visit with members of our greatest generation. We want to honor our veterans for their service and sacrifice, preserve their stories so we don't forget that price that's been paid for our freedom. Along the way, we're educated, we're entertained, oftentimes inspired. Oh, yeah, I did say entertained, didn't I? Well, maybe you've been entertained by this gentleman a time or two, and you didn't even realize it. If you saw him on the street, you might not realize who he is and what he meant to you in your childhood. So let's listen to this and see if it rings a bell.
There's a little duck named Yakky Doodle, and his best friend is Chopper, a great big bulldog. Fibber Fox or someone I'm talking about now in the Yogi Bear show. Someone's chasing him down the road, and he calls to Chopper. Chopper tells him to run. He gets there, and when he does arrive, Chopper says, "Well, now you're safe, Yakky. Where is your mama?" And he always looked up sadly and said, "I don't have no mama. Would you be my mama? Only you'll remember it this way."
"Help! Chopper! Chopper, you're after me!"
"Run, little feller!"
"I'm running."
"Yakky, now that you're safe, tell me, where is your mama?"
"I don't have no mama. Would you be my mama?"
"I can't imagine I did that 53 years ago for Hanna-Barbera. Paul, how you doing? This is Jimmy Weldon."
I don't know if we've ever had an introduction quite like that on Hometown Heroes. That is something, and I'm sure you rang a lot of bells for a lot of people. How do you still do those voices at 92 years old?
"Well, just barely making it. You heard that. I always often tell, I say, Yakky, you don't sound like you used to. But, Paul, you're from Fresno. I spent most of my time on radio in Fresno, and up there I always had a show called Webster Webfoot. That was a little duck that I had on television. And so when Hanna-Barbera saw me on the air, they said, they called me and said, would you do the voice of a little duck in a new series we've got? And I said, yeah. Had no idea what it would mean, but little Yakky Doodle has meant more for my career than anything I ever did. Of course, it is Webster's voice.
I'm the star.
Okay, don't do any more, Webster. But anyway, they do recognize Yakky Doodle more than little Webster. But I'll bet you remember Webster when you were a little boy, don't you? Are you? Well, no, you're not even old enough. You weren't even born then. Good gracious, I forgot. Yeah, this is back in 1952, 3 and 4. I was up there in 56, 7, 8, and then went back in 59, was there till 68 in Fresno on Channel 47.
Mm-hmm. You know what my first television job was? Channel 47.
Oh, golly.
And we're going to learn today the history behind Webster Webfoot and Yakky Doodle and where it all came from. And we're going to learn that it might never have happened if you didn't make it through World War II. And, yeah. I don't know how someone has the creativity to come up with all that and go back and forth from one voice to the other. It's an amazing talent that you have that you still have at 92. And I want to find out where it came from. But let's go way back.
All right.
You're born in Texas, but grow up in Oklahoma.
Yeah, Chickasha, Oklahoma. Paul, forgive me for interrupting you because here, that's my mind, the way it works. This will be the 38th year in a row that I'm speaking at Pepperdine University, a program called Youth Citizenship Seminar that was opened by Dr. Charles Runnels. He's the chancellor. Every year, he selects about 175 young people from Southern California. They get one full week at Pepperdine University, Malibu campus. Speakers from all everywhere come in and talk to these young people. It's about American free enterprise system indoctrination. And so after the first one of the professors heard me speak. This is on a Saturday morning because they arrive at Monday morning and they're there till Friday night when they have the banquet. And so the next day, he heard me speak at a club. Went back and said, "Charles, I found one of our speakers for next year." And he said, "Who's that?" He said, "Jimmy Weldon." "I don't know him." He said, "Well, you will. Have lunch with him." So we were having lunch, and Dr. Runnels said, "Do you have any idea why I asked you to have lunch with me?" And I said, "No, But to be sitting here with the Chancellor of Pepperdine University is certainly a real honor. He told me what it was, and he said, would you be willing to speak at our seminar? And I said, does a bear live in the woods? And that was 37 years ago. Anyway, I enjoy it so much. My passion today is talking to young people about America. I did a thing that was used on the USS Kennedy in the Persian Gulf during the Iraq War for 4,500 sailors. It's a flag, a tribute to our flag.
I've seen the video of you doing this, and it's powerful, and I'm glad you're bringing that up because I want all our folks to hear it. Do you want to do it now, or you want to save it for them?
If you don't care, I would do it.
Go for it.
All right, okay. I want you to imagine that you're looking at a flag, standing there, and I'm out in the audience, and I'm going to walk up to the flag and hold it, and not even look at the audience until I say the end. And here it is. I am the flag of the United States of America, conceived in the dreams of liberty and the hopes of freedom. I was designed by the hands of Betsy Ross, and her sewing basket was my cradle. Though I was never an orphan, I was adopted by the Continental Congress in 1777 and proclaimed the national emblem of a nation, newly born on this continent, fighting valiantly for survival and destined to bring to all mankind a new concept in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I rode with Ethan Allen, the Green Mountain Boys, at the Battle of Fort Bennington. I was flown above the decks of Old Ironsides and the mass of Yankee Clippers. I blazed the trail with Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett. I led the settlers coming west and crossed Death Valley in a covered wagon. Once I fell to the ground at Custer's last stand at the Little Bighorn, there were no living hands left to pick me up. But I galloped up the slopes of San Juan Hill with Colonel Teddy Roosevelt and his Rough Riders in the United States Cavalry. I was carried through the halls of Montezuma onto the shores of Tripoli by the United States Marine Corps. I stayed with the boys till it was over there on the battlefields of the Marne, Chateau Thierry, St. Mihiel, and the Argonne Forest. I saw many of the youth and manhood of our nation fall and lie still in death that given their last full measure of blood. The war was over for them forever, but I kept my lonely vigil over their graves and stayed to watch the poppies growing into crosses row on row in Flanders Field. I was raised by 6 brave Marines and sailors during the hell of Iwo Jima in the final hours of World War II. Haven't changed much, 239 years. I still have my original 13 stripes, but as each state came in the Union, a new star was proudly added to the constellation of my blue field. Start with 13. Now they're 50. I've draped the caskets of our nation's heroes and borne to their last resting place the bodies of presidents, generals, admirals, humble privates, and the unknown soldier. Wherever free men gather, wherever there's justice, equality, faith, hope, charity, truth, and brotherly love, there too am I. When you stand with your hand over your heart and recite the Pledge of Allegiance to me, don't merely mouth the words, but think of what they mean to you, and mean what you say. And when you come to the phrase, One Nation Under God, remember it matters not what your religious belief. It only matters that you hold your faith dear, that you practice it daily, and that you preserve it forever. History will never write my obituary. For I am the stars and stripes forever. I'm Old Glory. I'm your flag. I am you. I did that for the Burbank Middle School. The little boy in the back of the room said, that never happened when I told him I was with Patton's 3rd Army Combat Engineers at Liberated Booking Wall Concentration Camp. When he said that, I just screamed out, don't say that! I was there! He backed up against the wall. Later, I talked to the largest Lions Club in Long Beach. When I mentioned this, a little man came out of the audience with a yarmulke on the back of his head, and he said, Jimmy, I'm Rabbi Cade. I was at Booking Wall Concentration Camp. We stood there hugging and crying in the middle of the room. Later, he had a program called Survivors of the Holocaust and had me speak. He introduced me. He said, I'm here because Jimmy's here. That's one reason. I said, don't say that, Rabbi. But it did make me feel good, and I called my dear friend in Palm Springs, Dennis Daly. He was the top writer for United Press International over 20 years. This is the largest news organization in the world. It doesn't even exist anymore. It's gone. But I said, Dennis, what's happening to our country? He said, what do you mean? I told him what happened about that little boy, saying that never happened. He said, you got to get a 501c3 nonprofit corporation and talk to schools. I got a what? He said, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. And it angered me. I thought, well, doggone, just because I don't know what you're talking about, don't make a fool out of me. Didn't stop him. A year and a half later, the IRS in Washington and a California legislator gave me a 501c3 nonprofit corporation entitled Center for Youth Patriotism. And this is a motto statement that Dennis Daly wrote. To instill in California youth a sense of civic, nonpartisan pride and a better understanding of our common heritage through the use of visual, non-visual programs and personal appearances. And I thought, golly, now I can talk to schools and tell children about America. But the biggest honor, Paul, came when I talked to the military order of world wars. General Dan Pemberton walked up to me with a $100 bill in his hand. He put it out and he said, Jimmy, put this in your little foundation with a promise to me. I said, sir. He said, promise me you won't stop talking to young people about America. I said, General. He said, promise me. And I said, I will, sir. Walked away with a tear in his eyes. So now when I'm speaking to these young people, I sit down, I look in the audience, I said, let me tell you something. You own this country. Those people in Washington work for us. We don't work for them. If you find something that's not in the Constitution, question it, because they're trying to rewrite history. I can't believe it. I'm 92 years old. Check the curriculum, what it says here. Our government is all-powerful. You obey every order that's given. That's exactly the opposite of what I was taught as a young man in school. So when we close with our hands together in prayer, I've had administrators come up and say, Jimmy, thank you for praying for our students. We can't do this. I think, what do you mean? What has happened? This is an important time in our history. This election is going to mean so much. So everybody, I pray that you'll study the people who love this country. And let's get those people back in Washington, going to the days when our founding fathers wrote those sacred documents, the Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. Hey, Paul, I'm sorry. I just got rambling. Can't stop. Forgive me.
I don't think anyone's complaining, Jimmy.
God bless you.
I wish they were all sitting here with me and could see the emotion in your face, but I know they hear it in your voice. They hear and they feel your passion for America and what it stands for. And I'm sure they were at rapt attention as you went through that flag presentation that you've done at so many places. And I bet you'll have some more bookings after everybody hears you here.
Oh, God.
I hope so.
Thank you.
And I'll have that information at hometownheroesradio.com if you want to connect with Jimmy and the Center for Youth Patriotism.
Right now it's time for our first commercial break. When we come back, we're going to find out how a boy from Oklahoma ended up in Hollywood by way of World War II's European theater. And it's all just so much more captivating when the story's being told by a guy like Jimmy Weldon. Pull up the Hometown Heroes Facebook page for photos and some powerful videos of Jimmy. And keep it here because Hometown Heroes will be right back after this. If you'd like to sell your low-mileage, well-maintained RV in excellent condition, bring it to Paul Everett's RV Country and they'll sell it for you. That's right. Consignments are welcome. Any type of motorhome, travel trailer, or fifth wheel. With 8 locations in 5 states, there's probably a Paul Everett's within driving distance of this radio station. Helping RVers get the most out of their RVs is another one of those things that make doing business with Paul such a unique pleasure. Paul Everett's RV Country in Fresno and Indio, California, Bullhead City, Arizona, Laughlin, Nevada, Coburg, Oregon, and 3 locations in Washington, Fife, Milton, and Mount Vernon. For the exact locations, go to the website. That address is rvcountry.com. That's rvcountry.com. Over 55 years of experience and 1 million RVers served. Paul Everett's RV Country, proud supporters of Hometown Heroes. Remember when the bank gave you free checking and savings accounts, even making money for you when you kept your dollars there? Paul Leffler here to say, I've recaptured those days, and you can too with EECU. It's not a bank, it's a nonprofit credit union that just keeps growing and growing. The newest branch is in Tulare, and nearly 250,000 EECU members represent 10 different California counties. As little as $250 in a savings account earns you dividends. And access is so easy. 30,000 ATMs, free mobile banking. And I haven't even told you what I love most about EECU, the credit union's support of causes up and down our area, like Central Valley Honor Flight. More than 500 World War II veterans have gotten to see their memorial in Washington, D.C. for free because of the leadership and financial support of EECU. Ready to join the team yet? Call 1-800-538-3328.